It's Sunday, April 28, 2019. Hello and welcome back to The Corner's Crow, all things folk from the Maritimes to the Pacific Coast on CJLO 6090 AM. I am your host, Janelle PC, and in today's program, we'll be going through tons of new, exciting stuff. We have gray skies upon us at the Loyola campus this morning. Current temperature sits at 2 degrees Celsius. It is expected to climb at a high of plus 9 later today. I couldn't help but notice as I was walking here, we had some scattered snow. Am I seeing that correctly? I wasn't planning to talk about this, but yeah, it was just a quick observation that I had coming here. So hopefully it doesn't become more than that. There is no indication of rain in the forecast for later this afternoon, which I guess is a good thing. I mean, it's like we need any more rainfall. It is some pretty serious stuff we have been witnessing these past days. I was actually down to West Island this past week, and boy, let me tell you, it is a duck's paradise out there, folks. You'll find people in canoes getting from one point to another as the water keeps rising and rising. Just a few reminders if you happen to be there this time around. Number one, wear some good water boots. You will need them. You don't want to get any soakers on your feet. Those aren't any fun. Number two, don't go out walking the streets alone. Now, let me tell you why this is a very important lesson. You see, there are manholes on these streets, and because of the excessive water debit going through them, the covers have been removed. Can you imagine slipping into one of these? Neither can I. So, do yourselves a favor and find someone to navigate through the storm with you. All right, I'm done with the flood talk here. Let's move on to another topic. Is everyone done with school yet? Shouldn't this be the time where most of you aren't in class anymore? If that is the case for you, then congrats, I suppose. And I hope you find yourselves something to do because you will not be having any sunny days anytime soon. Hate to break it to you. Though, there are many festivals coming up in May. We got the Pooza Fest coming up on the 17th. We also have the annual Porch Fest in NDG happening the same weekend. So that would be the 19th through the 20th. And of course, the annual Fringe Montreal. That will be taking place later in May. We'll be going through these festivals again in the upcoming weeks. So stay tuned for that. So now, the question. What are we actually going to be doing this morning? Well, in the wake of natural disasters, I propose we turn a blind eye to this mess and we tune in on CJLO 6090 AM on this glorious Sunday for some great music. And I cannot think of a more suitable track for this great weather we're having. We're going to start with this one. This one goes out for the naysayers. Also, this is a message for my wife, Alyssa, if you're listening. I think you might recognize this one. I'm talking about a set to whale. And this one is called Curse of the Curran. So stick around for the best of modern folk. Only on CJLO 6090 AM.
I lost the love that I had. Slipped and fell into. Of the deep and the dark below, big wave, small blow, we tip, I fall, my hands were ice, my feet were I could not throw the rope, no, I caught her eye as she dipped down with the wave, and I jumped in, but I was too late, fighting with the currents of the joy. Fighting with the wind and the tide and the wave. I lost my love that day. I touched her fingers as she breathed out my name. watched her fade away to the deep and the dark of the underway, to the currents of the Georgia Strait. Sit for 100 years and I'll wait till I see her smiling face come shining up your way on the shore. God, I curse my luck, I question my faith, and I curse my empty-hearted faith, and I curse the wind and the tide and the wave, and I curse the currents of the joy. Lost my love that day. Where I lost my heart. To the curse of the currents of the Georgia Strait. It's the curse of the currents of the Georgia.
Just a green young teen, and well, that put me at the end of the food chain. It started off tough, and then it got rough. Ooh, it got rough. I joined with the Liberty Bucks. Oh, I needed some place that I could go. Too young for the guns and the planes, and well, these beauties kinda called my name. And so I got a bunk and squares and pay. Ooh, oh, so they say. Well, it started off tough, then it got rough. Ooh, it got rough. 100 Liberty boats or more set sail in a hell of a convoy of blue skies and a beautiful ocean. With the dark came a ton of commotion. When the wolf packs came, they'd pray by the moon. So we too prayed by the moon. Thank you. One night on the Liberty boat tub, I heard a sound that I never wanted to know. In came the whole beautiful ocean, and down went my Liberty boat. And then, well, I was never seen alive again. Ooh, it was my end.
Mighty Major
One.
What's up, y'all? Kevin Hicks from the Far East Movement.
This is Kira One.
This is Jin.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, lyrics for Beats from the East on CJLO Radio with my man, DJ Mr. V.
Beats from the East with DJ Mr. V. Urban music from the Far East Asian communities worldwide. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. only on CJLO. Yeah.
Hey, we're back on Corners Crow on CJLO 69. AM. Before the break, we had some Willard Bond right there from the album Jiggery Pokery. We played the track called Liberty Boats, and this one is track number 9. Just a little comment, a little anecdote about this album. I actually got a hard copy submission of this album a few months ago, and I was really eager to listen to it, and then I remembered that I have a recent model, like a brand new laptop, some of those recent ones, and I noticed that those don't have any CD ports in there, and that made me wonder what a great time to be alive, because I mean, we don't want to go back to those days where you could just take a CD from its box and then insert it in a CD port from an old, big, thick laptop. And then in a matter of seconds, it would pop up on your screen and you could just play whatever content was in there. God, no. That's awful. I don't want to go back to those dreadful days. I like the technology we have today. So thank you, technology, for making my musical curating tasks a lot easier. But enough about my admiration for today's technology. Talk a little bit about Willard Bond here. So he has recorded several albums, from Men in the Moon in 1993 to the instrumental A Few Small Strings in 2015. And he just recently released a Jiggery Pokery that has 14 very new tracks and a few short surprises. And rather than be on tour, he's fallen back into the studio. He has recorded 3 more EPs, and he's helping with the World War II memoir publish. And he produces a video every week for release with each song on the new album. So, Mr. Bond, he is one busy bee. Now, I know these last two songs I just played have a lot to do with the weather, talk about currents and boats, but we're going to going to shift gears here a little bit. And we're going to play this song by none other than this guy by the name of Alex Berger. So Alex Berger, he is a Francophone singer-songwriter. He's actually based here in Quebec. And he's one of the top contenders this year to take away the Francouverte contest. So for those who don't know what it is, it's a platform that promotes new up and coming francophone artist, and he's one of the top contenders out there. I think he's moved on to the final stage of this contest, and that's going to be broadcasted, I believe, beginning of May. I mean, you can check out the Francouverte website, francouverte.com, for that. But I'll also be talking about a little bit in the upcoming weeks. But I wanted to play this track. This one is from an album he released a while back. It's called Amant Denis, and this song could not be any more suitable for this time because it's what we're all yearning for, you know, about nice weather. So this one I'm going to play is called Pays Chaud. Check it out.
Sur la tête, et je ne vois plus les rocs comme avant. Couché comme une baleine échouée sur une plage de planches flottant. J'entends la lune rire aux éclats de nos destins, de nos amours. Je marche pas sa ligne, non, je pète la ballonne avec mes yeux. Y'a plus rien à faire, j'ai frosté en hiver. Y'a plus rien à faire, non. On cherche des pays chauds dans les caisses de bière. Et plus c'est rose et plus c'est noir. De porte en porte des souvenirs de voyage. Et puis on get fucked up de ville en village. Des fois j'entends l'amant crier au là avec son accent de l'au-delà. J'irai la rejoindre près de dans mon bazou. Mais je peux pas driver, non, je pète la ballonne avec mes yeux. Y'a plus rien à faire, je frosté en hiver. Y'a plus rien à faire, non. On cherche des pays chauds d'un caisse de guerre. On cherche des pays chauds d'un caisse de guerre. Chanson, my love, sur le coin d'une table ronde, aux côtés de l'ennui et de ma vie, au beau milieu d'un rêve, sur Saint-Denis. Jusque le G-Brock m'est tombé sur la tête, et le rock n'était plus comme avant. Couché comme une baleine échouée sur une plage de sable mouvant. Sur une plage de sable mouvant.
We'll be right back.
From the album Lux Prima, that was Karen O and Danger Mouse. This track is called Woman. It's probably one of Karen O's greatest vocals. It's an astounding mixture of power, control, and agility. And really teaches us a lesson here. Don't mess with her. It's a great track. I mean, the album itself, it's a great collaboration from these two acts. Recommend to highly listen it. All right, coming up next here, I have some brand new music I want to premiere. And this track here is from none other than Whitehorse. Because here's the thing. I love it when Six Shooter Records, which is their label, and often enough, they send me new music. And it's always a treat. It is a pleasure. It's honor. It's like an honor badge. You'll always be kind of like among the first ones to get a sneak peek at this new music. And this music actually got a hang of it last night. And let me tell you about my first impressions. All I can say that it's got groove, it's got meaning, and it's got those lovely signature harmonies from Luc Doucet and his wife Melissa McLean. So check it out. This one is from brand new Whitehorse, Strike Me Down.
Yeah. Satan for a nickel, scratch up a dime, strawberry in a coal mine. Traffic beats bumping through the streets of the city. Another day at work, another day of looking busy. Run the stairs, fix my hair, stop and take a breath. Man, I need a rest. Take a deep mix a drink of whiskey in the closet. Used to kind of care, but I guess I kind of lost it. Shirt and tie, it's all I'm lying, rather wearing loose. Someone better cut me loose. Mary in a coal mine, trying to get by, fighting my wings and towing the line. Singing for a nickel, scratching for dimes. Mary in a coal mine. If it dies, canary in a coal mine. Go! Canary in a coal mine, trying to get by, fly for my wings. In the line, sing it for a nickel, scratch it for dimes. Canary in a coal mine, canary in a coal mine, trying to get by, flapping my wings and towing the line. Sing it for a nickel, scratch it for dimes. Canary in a coal mine, canary in a coal mine, canary in a coal
Canary in a Coal Mine. This is the new release from the St. John, New Brunswick based duo Tomato Tomato, or Tomato Tomato, however you choose to pronounce it. This is a great duo. This is a husband and wife duo. It's comprised of John and Alyssa McLagan, and they combine their talents and their voices to create a sound that's part of Old Crow Medicine Show and part of Some Velvet Evening. And they just released, actually, last month, this new album. It's called Canary in a Coal Mine, and we just played the title track. So it's great. I like it. It's got a folk and sort of country groove, and it's a feet stomper, and it's got everything you need. And whether you say tomato or tomato, this is a high energy duo that will have you stomping your feet, clapping your hands, and playing your air washboard with reckless abandon. And they have two acclaimed albums out already, so this would be the third one. The two previous ones are So It Goes and I Go Where You Go. So if you want to check out this new album from Tomato Tomato or Tomato Tomato, you can log on their official website to check out Canary in a Coal Mine. So the time is now currently 10:34. We got some more music coming up here. So what do we have here? Oh, all right. This next track I would like to play is one from Our Native Daughters. And they've actually been creeping up on the folk DJ charts for the past couple of weeks here, because they just released a self-titled album, which is it's called The Songs of Our Native Daughters. And they do talk a lot about, they do a lot of references to African-American history and enslavement. It's a very instrumental part of that history, and they do it in a very sort of stripped down, rootsy, bluegrassy way, and there's a three leading ladies in this band, and they do harmonies, and they tell all these stories. You know, they all sound kind of because it's kind of a sad time, if you want, of history, but they're able to tell all these stories and bring all the truth out through colorful and melodical tunes. And this one we're about to play is Moon Meets the Sun. Check it out. Stick around, because we got more coming up here on CJLO 1690 AM.
When the day is done, the moon meets the sun, we'll be dancing.
Montreal's best indie music and a whole lot more. Tune in to the Feel Good Hit of the Summer every Tuesday at 6, only on CJLO.
And we're back on A Corner's Crow on CJLO 69 AM. So before the break, we had a little instrumental piece by none other than Babineau Chartrand. So let me tell you a little bit about these guys. First and foremost, this is a duo, and they are from, they're actually here from Quebec. They play, one plays a fiddle, the other one plays a guitar. It's comprised of Nicolas Babineau and Alexis Chartrand. And they brought together by a common passion for traditional music, their shared sensitivity for recordings of old fiddlers inspires their performances of traditional Quebecois repertoire. They sometimes play two fiddles and sometimes allowed a guitar to accompany the melodies, with their feet energizing to dance tunes. In 2017, the duo released their first album, Jig à deux faces, and have performed throughout Quebec, across Canada, New England, and Sweden. And that track we just played is a track from Jig à deux faces, and that one was called Windsor Mills. So, I also forgot, they were also nominated for a Traditional Album of the Year last year at the Canadian Folk Awards. So keep that in mind. All right, now the time is currently 10:44. What else do I have? I have more music for you guys. And in case you're just tuning in, this episode, we decided to label it Turning a Blind Eye to the Flood, or Natural Disasters, is what it's called. I mean, we started off, alluding to storms, but then we just kind of drifted away and decided we're just going to play good old-fashioned music by these great artists who are carrying a torch for modern folk. And speaking of people carrying a torch for modern folk, this next song I want to play is none other by Eliza P. She is, for those who know her, she's from Northern Quebec, Salwit, she released a new album a few months back. It's called The Ballad of the Runaway Girl. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to it, check it out. It's got a bunch of folk. She has a lot of she has a mix of indigenous folk covers and also a lot of original tunes, and she sings songs in English and French and in indigenous languages. I'm not sure which one they are, but it gives like a whole bunch of depth to the songs. It's really cool. I really enjoy it, and she has her sound, it's sometimes she has songs that are very sort of like ballady calm, and then she has like these heavy guitar riffs. It's really cool. I love it, and I've been exploring it more in depth these past couple of weeks, and I fell into this track. I don't know if it's my new favorite track, but I definitely dig it, so I want to share it with you guys. And this one is called Don't Make Me Blue, so check it out.
Don't ever make me blue. Don't ever. the apple hit the ground, not far from the tree, for Adam fell free. Oh, I was loving.
Creation was young. That is the track from Joy Williams' upcoming album. It's actually going to be out in the beginning of May. This album's called Front Porch and will be released via Sensibility Recordings. And this is one of the few tracks that have been released already from that album. They're called Teasers, I believe. And boy, they are teasers, because I cannot wait to listen to the rest of the album. So far, what I've listened to is amazing, really. It's good to see that she kind of has gone back to her roots. I know she had like a sort of a experimental, she was a bit experimental on like her previous album, but this time she's like back to sort of a stripped down, rootsy, folky sound, which is great. Although I am kind of bummed that she did cancel a few tour dates, namely one stop here in Montreal that was set, I believe, this month. But I am hopeful that she will reschedule and pass by. So if you want to check out more of Joy Williams' music, you just log on to her website and stay tuned for the release of Front Porch. So the time is currently 10:55, actually. So stick around for Main Event Radio. It's going to be up in a few minutes. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Turning a Blind Eye to the Flood, or Floods, however you wish to say it. And we're going to be signing out really soon. But before we do, just a few reminders out here. Make sure you check the CJLO website on the archive section of the Corners Crow for previous episodes of the show. You could also check out my Mixcloud page, General PC, the Corners Crow on CJLO 6090 AM. I will be uploading this episode on later, so you can check out all your tracks. And you can also follow me on Twitter at the St. Gennaro, if you want to tweet or engage in a discussion of whatever it is that you have in mind, then by all means do so. So to close today's show, Turning a Blind Eye to the Floods, or Flood, I will be closing off with this one by Abigail LaPelle, and this is from her newest album that's called Getaway, and it's on Coax Records. And She has a very modern folk sound, and she paints a very sort of natural landscape through her songs. It's very serene. It's very melodical. It's great. I want to share it with you guys. So we're going to be closing with this song. It's called Gonna Be Leaving. Check it out. And on that note, happy Sunday, and we'll see you next time on The Corners Crow, only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Set it in the evening, set it in the afternoon.